Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
What is Moondog?
Moondog Makers and Bakers is not just a catering company. It's blending tradition with innovation and something familiar just done differently. To get a taste of what they're truly all about, you can order some awesome merch, crafted spice blends, or request catering for your very own event. MoondogMakersandBakers.com.
I'm Steve Azar, and I'm on the other side of the microphone, meaning I'm asking the questions this time, and oh, have mercy for the airwaves. I spent 20 years in Music City, wrote and made some hits, traveled the world, and then moved my family back to the birthplace of American music and where the magnolia trees prosper. And now every time I put my feet on Mississippi soil, when I'm off the road, well, I'm at peace. On this show, it's all about hearing the stories straight from the mouths of the friends I've made along the way, their journey to success. Heck, there might be someone on, I don't even know, but you know how us Mississippi types are. We tend to take well to new company. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them. I'm Steve Azar.
It's just like that muddy river, moving slow. Ain't no worries, it's how life goes, baby. In a Mississippi Minute. That's right.
Hey, hey, folks, I'm Steve Azar. It's time for another In a Mississippi Minute. Thank you, as always, for tuning in. I always appreciate it. Well, every now and then, we need to throw a curveball to this show and lift up some folks who's asking for a little love. And anytime my team at the Glorious Dancing Rabbit Golf Club is on board, well, you know I'm all in. Today's guest is, as well, all about it. And he is in the driver's seat and looking for some more passengers to be a part of giving back and participating. He's been at WTOK-TV in Meridian, ABC affiliate, for the last 35 years. I mean, I was gone to Nashville for 20, came back for another 12. I mean, he's been doing it that long. The first 30 as actually sports director, and the last five as news anchor reporter. He was inducted into the Mississippi Louisiana AP Broadcasting Hall of Fame in 2019. He's also been doing radio in the area for that long. I mean, he is a media guru, including the last several years with our team, Super Talk Meridian 103.3. Love it. The event he is shouting from the mountaintops, or better yet, the hills of Mississippi, is certainly a wonderful cause that's been around since 2001. But because of COVID, like a lot of things, getting restarted, well, it ain't that easy. The event and golf tournament was established after the loss of Steve Hull, head men's basketball coach, one of the great ones at East Mississippi Community College in Scuba. He died suddenly of a heart attack at the tender age of 39 while playing golf, and that's something he loved. So they want to celebrate his memory. We also want to put a spotlight on one of the greatest music festivals in Mississippi, the Jimmy Rogers Festival, this weekend in Meridian, a festival that I played back in the day and one that continues to celebrate what I love. So it's music and golf, helping folks and lifting our spirits and the economy. So let's dig into this career, his family, his faith, his road to doing what he loves in life, and also his need to give back without waiver with my man, Hall of Famer, Lindsey Hall. What's up, Lindsey?
Man, what an intro. Thanks a whole lot, brother. I appreciate that. And look, you're Super Talk, I'm Super Talk, so we're semi-brothers, right?
We are semi-brothers. It's the first time for us to meet. Have we met before, potentially, or is this it?
No, we did. The way I met you, I can't believe our paths have not crossed a lot, but you were down at the Mississippi Welcome Center about, this was pre-COVID, maybe 3 years or so ago.
Yep.
And you were at the event, and that's when we talked golf tournament, and I told you I would call you up about my golf tournament, and you said anytime, and this is the time.
Well, see, my memory there, now it's coming back to me. You know, as I'm getting a little older at times, I mean, I need a punch in the brain. I need a punch in the brain. Hey, so Lindsey, I love hearing that, first of all, Dancing Rabbit, I'm the brand ambassador. I've been doing a lot of commercials with them. I'm having the best time of my life with them, especially on two golf courses that blow my mind. So first of all, let's talk about the Augusta that you can play and also why you guys are celebrating it there.
Yeah, man, I thank you for the opportunity. And, yeah, I was up there haven't been up there a whole lot, but my stepdaughter was in a pageant up there a few weeks ago, And about every break, here comes your commercial up on the big screens, man, and they are great. Matter of fact, you can't go to Philadelphia. I can't now without thinking about your commercials, and they are really something. And you really are an ambassador, not just for that place, but for the whole state of Mississippi, Steve. Well, I really think that.
First of all, thank you for that. And second of all, you know, Chief Ben and my man Matt Perkins and Ryan Gribben and the entire team at Pearl River Resort has been spectacular. And I can tell you, with the commercials for I Don't Have to Be Me Till Monday, you know, I never thought about my song being divided up in lines. You know, when you write the song, it's sort of one thing, right, in your mind. And they've been able to take each line and actually do things with it, like, you know, the no work and all play and went off the deep end. It's on their door tags in the room, in the rooms when you're going. I mean, it's insane. And we're having all these great giveaways every other month. And they're tapping into what I love, which is travel, which I have to do. So it's luggage or it's cooking, which I live for. You know, and stainless steel pots and cast iron pot giveaways every week. And I mean, and Tunes on Tour that we just did, I've had the best time with them. But we won all these Addy Awards in Shreveport and Best of Show because of their mindset of thinking about the song in a whole different light. And it's funny how it takes other people to be a lot smarter than me. So bottom line is, I've really enjoyed working with them. And I've never dealt with a company where I've had to do no edits, and they get it right every time. So it's a blessing. I love them. I'm shout out to them. Now let's get back to Dancing Rabbit.
Yeah, it's a great ad campaign. It really is. And Ryan Griffin's been my man for a long time too,
love
buddy.
It.
I can tell you that.
So, yeah, great guy.
Really has been. But thanks for giving me this opportunity, man. I appreciate this. I'll just give folks a quick background of this tournament. Steve Hall was a top notch. High school coach, basketball coach in this area. You'd love the guy. He's all about traveling and golf and having fun. And his favorite place was the Pearl River Resort, Steve. I can tell you that. We spent a lot of time up there. And guy was 39 years old. I was playing golf with him and two other media radio guys, as a matter of fact. It was like a vendor's tournament, beautiful day. And Steve, we were on the 18th hole of the Azaleas. And Steve literally dropped dead of a heart attack. Just he had one of these heart attacks, sudden heart attacks, that he just had no chance. And we took him up to they've got a little hospital up there, Choctaw, on the reservation. But it was just one of these massive heart attacks that he had no chance. He was 39 years old. And his children at the time were very small, a son and a daughter. I think they were maybe 3 and 5. And you know, at that time in life, you just, people are not thinking ahead to college and college funds and scholarships. And we thought it'd be a cool idea. I had a golf tournament at the time that I had for coaches. I was a sports director at the TV station here. And so we took that tournament and renamed it in his honor and set up a fund for his two children. And over the years, raised enough money to send them both to Mississippi State. And we did that for 18 years.
Wow.
Haven't had the tournament for 2 years, and now we're bringing it back and trying to find our way. We've sent his two kids home to school and trying to kind of find out where we want to have phase two of this tournament, where we want to go from here.
I tell you what, rebooting, right? It's not easy.
Yes, exactly.
It's a very difficult thing, and people can get almost lethargic. And almost, you know, you need a break at times. But when you're doing these events, you can't afford to take a break because they just go away sometimes. So
that's right.
Recharging here, what's been your challenge?
Oh, man. We may not have enough time, but it's just getting going again. You have a golf tournament. It's so much work behind the scenes. It's just recharging the batteries, getting going again. We do have several good causes. Mississippi, the heart disease folks that we're getting behind because of Steve's death. Back in August, I lost my wife to stroke, and she was an organ donor, and so we're getting with the folks at the Mississippi Organ Donor Recovery folks, and And so we're reaching out to those folks, and I think that's kind of where the direction that we're going to go. This year, Steve, really, we just want to have the tournament back and just have a fun tournament and then kind of see where we want to go. Oddly enough, we sent two kids to school, so we're all about setting up things like that. We want to continue sending kids to school. Oddly enough, after my wife died last summer, she has a child that has just started to school and in college, and we've set up a little fund for her, and we're going to make that part of the tournament. So, but like you said, we're kind of just starting. It's almost starting over from scratch. And this year, I'd like to say it's almost like a soft opening, and we're just going to have fun and see where we go. But we're hoping to maybe in the next year or two get someone in the medical field to maybe help us, because we want to go heart disease, we want to go organ recovery, something like that.
We do a Golfers Against Cancer charity event, and a lot for MD Anderson, but it's for the wild scientists that are behind the scenes that are able to do things that you just need those folks, and they need money. So I do want to dig into that. Let's take a break. You are in a Mississippi Minute. Visit Mississippi.org is it, folks. You got to check it out. I am with my man Lindsey Hall. He knows all about that. And we're going to celebrate more of the golf event at Dancing Rabbit Pro River Resort, honoring Steve Hull, Coach Steve Hull. And we're going to dig into what I love, too, the Jimmy Rogers Festival. Just incredible. Don't go nowhere.
Your news, your talk, your weather, and your sports. All in one place. Supertalk.fm. Every show, every podcast, and every late-breaking story. All in one place. Supertalk.fm.
Here in Mississippi, we believe that life is precious and must be protected. But Congressman Guest voted twice to give $1.1 billion of your tax dollars to Planned Parenthood, the nation's largest abortion provider. I'm Michael Cassidy, and my promise to you is that, unlike Congressman Guest, I will never vote to give even a penny in taxpayer funding to Planned Parenthood. I'm Michael Cassidy, a pro-life Republican candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Michael Cassidy for Congress.
Hello, I'm Gary Jolly from the Tractor Store. LS Tractor understands your passion for the land, and just like you, LS Tractor is committed to excellence and superior products. LS Tractor comes with a long list of standard features that are unmatched by other brands and backed with the LS commitment to provide exceptional customer service and satisfaction. You get a lot more for your money with the LS Tractor. Come to the Tractor Store in Richland to experience the LS difference. The Tractor Store in Richland.
Be sure and check out the newly remodeled Basil's in Fondren, where you get simple food done well. And don't forget to drop by Basil's Fountain View at the Renaissance. Go to eatbasils.com for online ordering for both locations. That's Basil's.
The Gallo Radio Show is brought to you in part by TrustCare, where you'll find a team of experienced, knowledgeable, and friendly staff. Visit TrustCareHealth.com to schedule an appointment today. TrustCare. Feel better, faster.
This is Brent Calloway. Since 1954, Calloway's has been family owned and operated. We offer fine merchandise at reasonable prices. We have what you need to make your outdoors beautiful and colorful. Calloway's has a large selection of fresh trees and shrubs. Calloway's has special pricing on outdoor patio furniture with all the new 2022 collections arriving. We offer landscaping. Our designers, Clinton Streeter and Corey Castle, can design and install your landscape from a small job to total transformation. Let Calloway's turn your backyard into a staycation destination. Give us a call to discuss your landscaping needs. Bring your truck or trailer. Calloway's offers bulk soils for pickup and local delivery. Refilling your propane tank is always a better option, and Calloway's is a propane refilling station. When you refill, you get more propane for less money. Calloway's in Glutstadt on Calhoun Station Parkway, south of Germantown.
Calloway's is everything for home and garden. That's what Calloway's is.
Are you a hard worker? Are you dependable? Do you have a good attitude? Do you want to be part of a team? If so, the Black Label Bridge Builders at Key Constructors offers lead men and women purpose-driven career opportunities with on-the-job and outside training, leadership development, and benefits. To learn more about what it takes to be a Black Label Bridge Builder, please visit Key's website at keyconstructors.com. Please also follow at Key Constructors on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook to see regular updates on the Black Label label bridge builders.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
We're rocking down a Mississippi Minute, and my producer, Will, I'm just going to share something with you guys. A lot of times he has to do a lot of work, cutting and editing with me. But when you have a pro, like my man Lindsey Hall right now, who's celebrating visitmississippi.org like I'm doing right now, and we're doing that today for sure. Well, we have an 11-minute start and stop, and we did it right on the button. Lindsey, you're the first to ever help me achieve that goal.
Well, I'm, for 40 years, I'm used to working under time constraints. So.
Yeah, I tell you what.
But usually I work in 30-second TV sound bites, man.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what, Lindsey? Guess what? This used to drive me nuts. So when we played like CMA Music Fest and it was in the football stadium or wherever we did it, right? They had a clock on us. And you'd walk out on that stage and that clock was going backwards. And if you went a second past zero, right, when you know what they did? Cut you. So anyway, oh my gosh. So I used to look at that clock and go, how am I supposed to talk to this crowd and just be authentic and honest when I got that thing in front of me? But we all had to deal with it and we learned to handle it. And I tested it one time and it didn't work out in my favor. So anyway, all right. So let's dig a little bit more into Coach Hull. I want to know about him a little bit and your relationship with him. You're talking about 39. He's just getting started. Who knows? He could be coaching the Memphis Grizzlies right now. So you're talking about a life that goes way quicker and the family that's affected and the good that you guys have done by that after that tragedy. Talk to me about the man that he was and the coach.
Yeah, I tell you, Steve, we were you love the guy because just such an outgoing guy. And look, I'm thoroughly convinced that the guy would have been a D1 coach somewhere. He was only 39 and had become a hugely successful high school coach and had moved on to junior college at East Mississippi Community College and was highly successful there. And guy went to Delta State here in state and was just a heck of a recruiter, and he was on his way because he was only 39 years old.
Sure.
He was well on his way to being a D1 coach somewhere because he just had that charisma about him, love fun, love going. Look, we crisscrossed this state and outgoing. Tell you what he did. He could take Bear Bryant used to say that at Alabama. He could take his and beat yours, or he could take yours and beat his.
I love that.
Oh, yeah. And I would go sometimes on recruiting trips with him just to go. And he was one of those that stayed up too late and did things like that. And, we would regret some of the morning afters, but one of those guys that lived life to the fullest. Look, he was only 39 years old, but I would kid people. Later that he probably crammed about 70 years worth of living into those 39 years.
You talk about coaches and when they're on a path to doing something special and they're going from the high school ranks to the junior college ranks to, then to D1, D2. I've watched my buddy Scott Nagy. He was a player at Delta State when I was there. Yeah. Great player, great guard. We were one of the top teams in the country. Gerald Glass, before he went to Ole Miss, was with him. The team we had was insane. And they almost won the national championship. They were solid. But Scott's dad coached with Coach Henson at Illinois forever. And when Scott graduated, he went with them and was on the bench with his dad. And then he ended up somehow making his way through the whole wilderness to South Dakota State that was D2 at the time, and then he made the transition to D1, which was, you're going to take a beating for a while, right? But then he ends up getting to March Madness a couple times with them. Now he's with Wright State. He's been to March Madness. He won a game this year, took Arizona, played Arizona tough this year. And there's an example of your coach talking about, I'm going to beat you with mine, or I'm going to beat you. Give me your team, I'll beat you with yours. I love that because he has had to really figure it out when you're going up against all these blue chippers, a stack of blue chippers, right? So coaching, but I love hearing that, and I love watching our friends in life. So for me, Scott, who comes to my charity event, who's coming again this year, I'm excited to have him and his wife, Jamie,
I love celebrating him, and I'm so proud of him, and he's just getting started. So to lose Coach Hull that early, when he had all this in front of him, you know, that's tough. That's tough.
Yeah, I mean, at age 39, that is, and you know, you mentioned your event too, and some way or another now, because we figured out down through the years, we've had ours. This first time we've ever had it on a Saturday. We've had our second Thursday in June forever, but I think I'm going to have to change that because as much as I've heard about yours, I've heard yours is fabulous. I really want to come up there and take part in yours, so I'm going to maybe look at a change of calendar, maybe move mine around some because I really would like to come and take part in your event because I've heard it's just fabulous.
It's a lot of eating. I can tell you that. We'd love to.
Well, I'm all about that. Just look, all you got to do is go on our website or Facebook, and you can tell I haven't missed too many meals, Steve, at all. I promise you.
I got to tell you something. This whole entertainment thing, it's been like, if I didn't have to look a certain way, at least, or attempt,
I understand.
It's actually attempting to look a certain way now, and it's difficult. But if I didn't, man, I swear to God, you would say, which Steve is walking in the room right now? That's part of Steve because I love food. And you know, the Delta's food compared to Nashville. I mean, Nashville, everybody's drinking smoothies and they're all trying to be. And when I got home, I'm going to tell you something. It was a beautiful shock. Like I was going like, oh, baby, I'm back.
I'm with you, man.
We do celebrate food. We'd love to have you. We're always the second weekend after Memorial weekend. So we're that Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Listen, we've got like Reggie Smith, the great Reggie Smith baseball player, has never missed a year. He used to do camps.
Wow.
Blue Cross would bring, Blue Cross sponsored him doing a camp, and he would do camps for base kids here. And he's had 1,000 D1 scholarships, and he's got 26 major leaguers, I think, now. He's got this incredible training facility in L.A. that's named after him. Obviously, one of the greatest Boston Red Sox of all time. But this man comes in. He calls and he goes, hey, can we come in Sunday? I said, the Sunday after or the Sunday before? And he said, the Sunday before.
Right.
He loves it. We have folks that come in days before. They love Mississippi. And I love that. So we try to accommodate, but they don't know how tired me and you get when we put on an event. So it's a task, you know. What about your volunteers and stuff? We've got the best on the planet, and we couldn't do it without all of them. And it is unbelievable the work that they put in and the time. We've donated a little over $1 million to the Arts for Kids, and so we're proud of that. And I love seeing kids get their scholarships and continue to stay in school and then support Boys and Girls Club. I love that organization. I love Camp Looking Glass. Just so many wonderful supporting the arts in the Delta and in our communities. And we stretch out further than that. But it's such a great feeling having people around us that work so dang hard for something.
I mean, it takes a lot of folks. Now, ours is a one-day event, but it's really a two-day because and although we're sizing ours down for this year, but ours has included a night before type reception where people come in, and it's almost like a park reunion type one of those deals where people come in the night before to the resort, and we have a big reception and things like that, and then the golf tournament the next day.
Yeah.
And but it's a lot of moving parts, as you well know, Steve, to throw something like that together. This year we're just doing the tournament. We just want to bring the tournament back. We've gone from two courses to one, 50 teams down to like 20 or 25 this year, just to kind of, as you said, reboot. And then after this year, we want to bring it back to where we were. We're actually the biggest one-day tournament up at the Pearl River that they've had for years and years. And
awesome.
But this year we have sized down a little bit, but so we have to cap it. We have to cap it at 25 teams this year. That's why I'm telling folks to go ahead and get involved and get signed up, because in years past we haven't had to cap anything. So we're a four person scramble, which that's a nice format. It doesn't matter, you know, if you're a scratch or if you're a hack like myself. Hey, it's just a fun event, and we're gonna have a lot of fun this year on June the 11th. Very affordable, $150 a man, and we just give away a ton of door prizes, and we're just going to have a whole lot of fun 10 o'clock that morning.
I'm with my man Lindsey Hall. Instead of you playing DJ, which I know you know how to do, let's just say that we're going to listen to a little Jimmy Rogers, because we're about to go into the break and come back and celebrate one of the greatest festivals in Mississippi that makes a huge economic impact. Visit Mississippi.org can tell you all about it, and they love celebrating that. Lindsey, let's listen to a little Jimmy Rogers, and we'll be right back.
He's in the jailhouse now. He's in the jailhouse now. I told him once or twice to quit playing cards and shooting dice. He's in the jailhouse now.
I'm still trying to find my way around.
Hey folks, Steve Azar here, and our friends at Guarantee Bank are excited to announce they have a brand new website. Head on over to gbtonline.com to see their new look, smooth navigation, and interactive elements they know you'll love. They made this change to reflect the constantly improving technology at Guarantee Bank and showcase their story and community involvement. The new website will be user-friendly and give you a one-of-a-kind online banking experience. Guarantee Bank, member FDIC.
From the SeabrookPaint.com Weather Center, I'm Bob Sullender. For all your paint and cutting needs, go to SeabrookPaint.com. Today, a 40% chance of rain, partly sunny, high near 90 degrees. Tonight, a 20% chance of rain, mostly cloudy, low around 66. Your Saturday, a 40% chance of rain, mostly sunny, high near 89. And mostly sunny skies for your Sunday, high near 91. This weather forecast has been brought to you by our friends at RJ's Outboard Sales and Service at 1208 Old Fannin Road. RJ's Outboard Sales and Service, your Yamaha outboard dealer in Brandon.
The best made-to-order lunch in Northeast Jackson is at 4th and Gold Sports Cafe. The wings, the chicken tenders and bites, fried or grilled, and the best specialty pizzas in the metro. Call 769-208-8283. That's 769-208-8283. 769-208-8283.
Why don't you mind your own business?
Mind my own business? What's that supposed to mean?
No, I was just thinking about all of the news of tax changes, insurance changes, regulations that are being passed down to business owners. I don't have the time to keep growing and to keep up with changing payroll regulations.
I know. It seems like all I do is handle employee-related problems.
You know, I hear PeopleLease can help.
How can they help?
PeopleLease can handle our payroll, taxes, employee benefits, and workers' compensation. They even offer an affordable and customizable 401k program and a 24/7 online human resources support center for all my agents. HR needs.
Think of all the time we'll save letting PeopleLease handle our payroll and benefits administration. I'll be busy growing my business and letting PeopleLease take care of the rest.
Sounds like a good business plan with PeopleLease.
Let PeopleLease mind your business so you can mind your own business. Call now 601-987-3025. That's 601-987-3025. Or visit freepayrollquotes.com for your free quote.
This is Joe Rooks for do-it-yourselfers or seasoned pros. Revel Ace is the place to go.
This is Smokey Williamson. If it has to do with keys, Revel Ace Hardware can help. We cut house and office keys. We can rekey locks in the store. And in some stores, we can even key light padlocks. At Revel Ace, we program automobile keys and fobs for most makes and models for much less than the dealer. There's a Revel Ace Hardware near you. Come see us.
Learn more at RevelHardware.com.
Good Things with Rebecca Turner is brought to you in part by TrustCare, where you'll find a team of experienced, knowledgeable, and friendly staff. Visit TrustCareHealth.com to schedule an appointment today. TrustCare. Feel better, faster.
Since 1871, Gaddis McLaurin Mercantile in downtown Bolton has been providing everything you need. Everything for your house, fencing, plumbing, flowers, lumber. Everything for your animals, dogs, cats, birds, chickens, cows, horses, and everything for your patio and yard. Bayou Classic cookers, wind chimes, Orca and Pelican coolers, we have most everything. 150 years of serving the community, family owned and operated, Gaddis McLaurin Mercantile, downtown Bolton since 1871. We'll see you soon.
It's Alyssa Arbuckle, and you're listening to Supertalk Mississippi News. Tesla CEO Elon Musk has announced that his purchase of social media platform Twitter is on hold yet again. Fox's Jenny Casola has more.
Elon Musk now says his $44 billion purchase of Twitter is temporarily on hold. Musk said in a tweet that he wants more details about spam and fake accounts on Twitter. Musk has said several times that removing spammers and bots are important to increasing Twitter's value. Though some investors see the pause as a potential sign the deal may not go ahead, it could be Musk wants to renegotiate his price.
Musk stated that he would reinstate former President Donald Trump's account earlier this week.
It was not correct to ban Donald Trump. I think that was a mistake because it alienated a large part of the country and did not ultimately result in Donald Trump not having a voice.
The longest-running music festival is back and bigger than ever. The 69th Annual Jimmy Rogers Music Festival, May 7th through the 15th. Family fun and a lineup of entertainment you don't want to miss. Featuring an evening with Frank Foster, Friday, May 13th on the Meridian City Hall lawn. Saturday, May 14th, it's multi-platinum recording artist, the Eli Young Band, on the Meridian City Hall lawn. Crazy girls, you know that I love you. I'm dreaming of going to nowhere.
VIP and single show tickets available at JimmyRogers.com.
The 69th Annual Jimmy Rogers Music Festival, celebrating the father of country music, May 7th through the 15th.
Super Talk Mississippi, your new home for the Ben Shapiro Show.
We don't hold back. We never shy away from telling you the truth.
The most electrifying national talk show on air today.
We have the most important guests and the biggest thinkers in America.
Ben Shapiro, brutally breaking down the issues of the day.
From politics to pop culture, we take a look at all of it. So don't miss out.
Weeknights at 9.
For something new and unique in talk radio, take a listen to the Ben Shapiro Show.
On Super Talk Mississippi.
Na, 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 na.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
We're all alone in the river and I don't know where. I'm sinking or swimming with you.
With my man Lindsey Hall, my brother's now. This is how it happens in Mississippi.
Yes, sir.
Right? Visit Mississippi.org is how it really happens. Check it out. And one of the things that you may want to do, besides go to Dancing Rabbit the second weekend in June, that Saturday to play in Steve Hull's, Coach Hull's Memorial Tournament, you can also, this weekend, you cannot play. You have to be on stage to do that. The Jimmy Rogers Festival has been going on in Meridian for 1,000 years. Okay, maybe not so, but Jimmy Rogers is the father of country music, and one of the reasons we celebrate the birthplace of American music. And I played this festival many years ago, like I played the Choctaw Festival, like I played in the Shelby County Fair. So many festivals that Mississippi has had going forever, and it is hard to do that. So let's talk about it. You got Meridian, you got a big weekend right now upon you. Tell me who's playing and what's going into all of that.
Yeah, it's going to wind down this weekend. It's been going, return to its roots. It's gone back to an 8-day festival. So that's why my voice is hoarse a little bit today, Steve. We have been going, and it started last Saturday, and going all the way through this Saturday. And, matter of fact, you said forever, the 69th festival, Jimmy Rogers.
That's forever.
And this is the longest running music festival in the United States. How about that?
Well, that is forever. I mean, are you kidding?
Yeah.
I'm
not.
Yeah.
Longest running consecutive music festival in the U.S. So
wow.
Meridian's awful proud of that. I did a 2-part series last week on WTOK. It's up on our Facebook. It's very, very interesting. I didn't realize how big this was, Steve, way back in the 50s when it started. I mean, this thing would annually draw, the biggest names, it would annually draw 50, 60, 70,000 folks here.
Wow.
And then it slipped. It went through a 20, 30, 40-year thing where it really, really slipped. But the folks here, Youngblood, they've gotten really involved in it, and they're bringing it back. And this year is probably the biggest. The crowds have been unbelievable in downtown Meridian. And they've got corporate sponsorship back now, which they haven't had in a while. And so they're really starting to bring it back where they want it to be. The names are getting bigger. They've already got a couple of folks lined up for next year that are legit big time right in the middle of their careers. And it's really, really been something. They've had, Todd Tillman was here Wednesday night, of course, winner of The Voice from Meridian. Randy Houser was here Thursday night. He's only sold 11 million records, put on an unbelievable show. And Saturday they're kind of wrapping it up with a kind of a downtown concert right in front of City Hall, which is at night. They light it up purple, and it's really pretty. Eli Young Band is going to wrap things up. Vashti Jackson, who's an unbelievable blues musician.
Absolutely.
And Chapel Hart, I don't know if you've had a chance to see these three young ladies or not. They're out of Poplarville, Mississippi.
Absolutely.
And they're kind of taking the country music world by storm. But, boy, I tell you what, they do, Steve.
They're
Chapel
incredible.
Hart's a little bit of country, southern rock, gospel, blues. They tie it all in. They've got an energetic show, and these ladies are unbelievable. If you hadn't had a chance to see them, I know they've been on Super Talk several times. I know they were on with Rebecca Turner with her show, but boy, they are dynamic.
They're fantastic. I'm telling you right now. And Vashti, I've shared the stage with him a couple
Vashti,
of times.
Yes, man, he's the guy. And then Eli Young's going to cap it off.
Sure.
And, this Jimmie Rodgers Festival, we almost lost it. It just, they really suffered for a while, but it has really come back. They've got great sponsorship now, and the folks down here, and it's a long way to go, but they really want to make it one of the premier festivals in the Southeast. There's some time to go, but after years of kind of struggling, Steve, it's finally really headed back in the right direction. And let me tell you who's really getting behind it now is our good friend Marty Stewart up in Philadelphia.
Well, I've seen Marty Stewart in his place in Philadelphia, the Congress of Country Music, which is going to blow everything off the map. It's just unbelievable. But I've seen him sitting there with Jimmie Rodgers' old guitar playing a song and just going like, well, that's pretty much history's clashing with history right now in such a beautiful way. To see Marty pick up that instrument and with such reverence and play it like only he can. You got to realize, I've done a lot of shows at Marty, and back in the Nashville days and when we were going at it, there was a competitive spirit about us. I think Marty would tell you that. But I always sat there and went, how in the heck can this man be this talented? But when I've seen him pick up Jimmie Rodgers' instrument, and I've seen him, like I said, he picks it up with just these kind hands. And this God has made Marty to do one thing in life, and that is with six strings or four strings or eight strings or 12 strings, whatever strings. And it's the most beautiful thing. And we have got a true treasure with Marty, I can tell you that.
Well, I think you two are this state's greatest ambassadors when it comes to music and entertainment. And I really think, what put the Jimmie Rodgers back in the spotlight was that Ken Burns documentary a couple of years ago. And I've lived in this town 36 years, and I'm almost ashamed to say I didn't know a lot about Jimmie Rodgers, even though I was here 36 years. But when I saw particularly the first two parts of that Ken Burns documentary, that opened my eyes about who Jimmie Rodgers is. The guy was... You think about this, 100 years ago, people knew him worldwide. This was before cell phones or TVs or anything like that.
Well, let me. You're exactly right. And think about the difficulty of getting the word out back then compared to today.
Yeah.
So that's insane, first of all, that you had to be great and you had to be different. Here's what Mississippi is. I mean, Mississippi is all about, I love saying Mississippi, it's all about finding yourself as an artist, but being inspired by all of these genres. And then you put yourself in a blender, right? This musical blender. And when it comes out, it's so unique. If you allow yourself as a musician, as a songwriter, as an artist to do that, to be able to be influenced by everything that has been around you growing up. And then all of a sudden you find yourself in that mix. That's when it's special. And he did, he was able to do that. Obviously very bluesy, very country. Well, country wasn't even country yet. I mean, what he did, I mean, he invented it basically. Oh, he did. So, for the world to know and for us to celebrate, you're talking 69 years. Is the festival a paid ticket? I can't remember.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, you can get all, and what's amazing, you can get in, like the big event Saturday, $20 gets you in. I mean, and you're going to see, you know, you're going to see five or six acts. There's another, it's an all day festival, and that's what I'm talking about. I mean, you're going to be in all day long. It ties in also, and I've got to get a plug in. You talked about all this history and everything. We've got the Mississippi Arts and Entertainment Experience right in downtown Meridian. Relatively new. It's only been here 4 years. It's not a Meridian thing. It's a state of Mississippi thing. And it is a state-of-the-art museum experience. When I say experience, Steve, it is unbelievable. All the artists, you know, whether it's literary, music, movies, it's in here. And it's not a walk-in, walk-out in 30 minutes. You need about 3 hours to experience this thing. If you're a Mississippian or like me, an Alabamian transplanted to Mississippian, you'll never be more proud of being from this state or in this state if you will go into the max, as we call it, for about 3 hours.
Yeah.
It is an unbelievable experience. So if you come to Meridian, visit the max if you do anything at all.
Lindsey Hall is my guest today. He's blowing through the microphone because he's got because you got a powerful voice. That's part of the deal. My Pro Tools can't contain you. We're going to be right back. Go to visitmississippi.org. We're talking Jimmy Rogers Festival right now that's going on. Check it out. And the Coach Steve Hull Memorial out at Dancing Rabbit, the second weekend after Memorial Day, on that Saturday. Two glorious places in Mississippi I love celebrating. We'll be right back. Steve Azar here, and our friends at Guaranty Bank are excited to announce they have a brand new website. Head on over to gbtonline.com to see their new look, smooth navigation, and interactive elements they know you'll love. They made this change to reflect the constantly improving technology at Guaranty Bank and showcase their story and community involvement. The new website will be user-friendly and give you a one-of-a-kind online banking experience. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
There's a ton of content from Super Talk Mississippi on our new YouTube channel. Just search Super Talk Mississippi on YouTube or go to supertalk.fm/YouTube. Be sure and subscribe for free to get the latest scoop on what's happening in Mississippi news, politics, sports, and the good things happening here in the state.
Accurate information, in-depth analysis, and clear insight, all in one place. The Gallo Radio Show with Paul Gallo. Mornings on Super Talk Mississippi, the Super Talk app, and at supertalk.fm.
Green Home Solutions. We make air better. Do you know your indoor air quality score? Today, 1 in 5 people suffer from or have allergy or asthma. 90% of homes have indoor air quality problems. Over 25 million Americans suffer from asthma. We spend 90% of our time indoors, and our indoor air quality is 2 to 5 times worse than outdoors. Call 1-800-SOLUTIONS today. Green Home Solutions is the best decision you can make towards improving your family's indoor air quality.
Breezy Oaks Ranch is Mississippi's source for local pasture-finished Wagyu beef and heritage pork. No antibiotics, no hormones. Breezy Oaks Ranch Wagyu beef and heritage pork is healthy and has incredible flavor and marbling. Call 601-908-9080 or breezyoaksranch.com. Pick up or delivery.
Register now for Mississippi Aquarium's Camp Aqua Investigators. Campers will participate in hands-on experiments and experience animal encounters. This summer, campers will take an in-depth look into the different species of animals that call Mississippi Aquarium home. Sign up now for Camp Aqua Investigators, June 13th through July 8th. For more information, visit msaquarium.org.
Hey, this is Bob, and if you're like me, you like dealing with local people. Majestic Metals was founded in Mississippi in 1954 and are headquartered right in Gluckstadt. For complete metal building systems and steel roofing and siding, call the hometown folks. Majestic Metals, 800-647-8540 or online at majesticmetalsinc.com.
What we want! When we gonna get it?
That's right. Come get more spring savings now at Ridgeland Mitsubishi. We're giving you more savings, more selection, and more affordable payments every single day, period. Right now, pay only $249 per month on new 2022 Mitsubishi Mirages. That's only $249 per month. And with gas prices being so high, the Mirage's 40 MPGs will keep more cash in your pocket. Plus, you can buy with confidence with a 20-year, 250,000-mile powertrain warranty from Ridgeland Mitsubishi. Think you can't get approved? Think again. Our credit specialists are standing by to get you approved today. Because 100% credit approval is our number one goal. And we'll give you more for your trade, even if you don't buy a new one from us. So come in today for more spring savings at Ridgeland Mitsubishi, where nobody walks away because everybody saves. 1860 East County Line Road. Call 896-9600 today or visit RidgelandMitsubishi.com. Remember, you're approved at Ridgeland Mitsubishi.
Mitsubishi Mirage 10% down, 2.9% for 72 months. You get it for the table for the credit.
If you're about to start a project or remodel with wood, you need to think Miller Lumber in Richland. Since 1953, we've built a solid reputation of supplying quality wood at a lower price, like Western Red Cedar and Cypress Lumber, as well as a wide variety of patterns in pine, cedar, and cypress. Shop Miller Lumber for the best price new pine flooring and treated lumber in town. Miller Lumber, 551 Old Highway 49 South in Richland. Visit MillerLumberSales.com, 601-936-7099.
Join Mississippi's handyman Buddy Slowick every Saturday from 10 till noon as he broadcasts live from the Mississippi Construction Education Foundation studio. Contact MCEF today, leading the way in training, credentials, and job placement.
Hey, it's Richard Cross from Sports Talk Mississippi. Don't miss the college football fix driven by Ford and your local Mississippi Ford dealers every day at 5. Speaking of Ford, it's Ford Truck Month. Now is the time to get a great deal on the only trucks built Ford tough. Work or play, get after it in a new Ford F-150 or Super Duty truck. Get behind the wheel in a new Ford Maverick pickup and get after any adventure with deals on Ford Ranger. Take advantage of our best offers on the full Ford lineup of Ford trucks. These deals won't last long. Get to Ford Truck Month at your local Mississippi Ford dealer.
Prime Shrimp is a proud sponsor of Tasty Tuesday on Good Things with Rebecca Turner. Go to PrimeShrimp.com to get pre-seasoned, easy-to-cook shrimp delivered straight to your door.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
I'm in a hurry, one hell of a hurry, 'cause I know you're there waiting to see me. Overall, muddy water, cautious falls, mighty water, where I was baptized, too troubled to believe.
Steve Azar, you're in a Mississippi Minute. Having a blast getting to know Lindsey Hall, my guest today, who's been in the media business for 1,000 years as well. And I love using that word. 1,000's been a lot. You know, we use 1,000 miles from nowhere. You know, it's a great line. It feels good when you sing the word 1,000. So anyway, so that's what we're doing today. I'm exaggerating, but hey, it's okay. Go to visitmississippi.org. I'm not exaggerating the impact and the celebration that website and that world makes. That is all things Visit Mississippi, and they want folks in hotel rooms. They want folks to experience celebrating our culture, and we want them coming from all over the world. But a lot of times we don't even know what we have. You talked about the Jimmy Rogers Festival. You didn't know it was, you were in Meridian 69 years. I want to talk about the Max for a second, because when we recorded One Mississippi, we recorded it there, and we were the first act to ever do it. It was for the celebration of the bicentennial, and now it's our state song. And I can't tell you how grateful and honored and humbled I am. I've said this. It's one of my greatest, if not my greatest achievement in my life, in my career, probably, it, I'd say for sure is. Things had to happen along the way for me even to have this opportunity. So there's roads, there's, you know, there's mile markers along the way that had to happen for this opportunity. So they're important, but this was the, this is it for me. So I'm blessed, but we recorded in the Max and we broke that baby in, I guess, the right way. Thank goodness.
Man, that's awesome. It really is. And that place is unbelievable facility. They're starting to hold concerts. Matter of fact, the final event that they're having for the Jimmy Rogers, they're bringing, this is a brand new event, Steve. They're having a Sunday brunch there with a New Orleans style band, jazz, gospel, man, Bloody Marys and mimosas and everything. That's kind of a new event. I think that's going to be one of the coolest events, if not the coolest. That's going to be at the Max this Sunday to kind of end things. Hey, 8 days worth of partying, that's going to be a cool event. But, yeah, I remember that when you guys got to break it in, and that was cool. I just can't believe with our love of music and golf and all this, our paths have not crossed but one time. We've got to fix this.
Yeah, that's a problem right there. But we're fixing it right now.
It really is. Yeah. It really is. It really is.
Hey, listen, two of us on one golf course may not be able to contain us. Maybe a problem.
Too much fun.
Hey, I want to ask something, Lindsay. We don't have much time left, but I love understanding why we all do what we do. Okay. When you grew up, was it always sort of like looking at where you are now and this incredible journey in media that has not wavered, right? You've been on this path and you haven't jumped from one profession to the other. This has been it. And that's how you become a Hall of Famer. And that's why you are a Hall of Famer. And that's a big deal. I mean, when did it start for you and how?
Wow. That's a great question. But I can remember as a small kid just, you know, sitting down watching games and pretending like I was an announcer. You know, as long as I can remember. And I started out actually when I was going through school. I actually had a print background. I was always the sports editor of my high school paper, and even in college. But then somehow or another, it came time to do my internship in college and hooked on with a local TV station in Florence, Alabama, where I'm from, and then just got the bug. And I don't know, it's just such a – well, as you know, being in broadcasting, it's just no 2 days are alike, Steve. I love that. You know, I'm going in today, and I don't know. I'm going to DeKalb, Mississippi, but but you just get to meet different people. Every day is different, and I love that. And it's a different lifestyle because the hours are different. You work weekends, you work holidays, and the hours are insane, and the pay's low, but, you know, you love it. I tell people all the time, it's kind of like being a coach or a teacher or a policeman. You don't get in it for the pay, but you get in it because you love it. I have a daughter that's a teacher, and she wouldn't trade it for the world.
Right.
She's never going to get rich, but, you know, she loves it.
Riches come in a whole lot of different ways, okay?
That's exactly right. And mine is just getting to interact with, well, I mean, like today, folks like you and people like Chief Ben, and it's just, you know, things like that. It's just rewarding. It's different. You don't, I mean, I don't punch a clock. I've never punched a clock, man. And that's just, that's awesome.
Well, thank you so much. Visit Mississippi.org is all about that. Also, the Coach Steve Hull's Memorial Golf Tournament. I'm calling it that. I don't know if that's the official name. Dancing Rabbit. You may not leave Dancing Rabbit once your feet hit the fairways. I'm telling you, because it's that glorious. 36 holes of the finest golf course in the country, both of them, and the finest people at Pearl River Resort. Lizzie, you're the best. Blessings. Have a great weekend.
Dave, thank you. We've got a Facebook page that people can go to. I love you, man. Thanks so much for the chance.
All right, brother. Blessings.
I'm Steve Azar. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them, where you can take your sweet time.
You know that
Nowadays, most people go online to look at a business before they spend their money. A lot of businesses are losing opportunities to get new customers if they're not online. With the power of SuperTalk Mississippi Media Digital, you can reach potential customers and get more referral and repeat business. The highly trained and trusted team at SuperTalk Mississippi Media Digital is ready to work with you to help your business capitalize on the power of digital marketing. Call 601-991-2305 or go to stmmdigital.com to get started today.
A SuperTalk Mississippi Media Production.